We were up to Siftes in Perek Revi, Chelk Aleph Perek Revi. We're speaking about the means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of reaching our goal of perfecting ourselves as being more godlike, of being able to receive the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we spoke about the fact that we have mitzvahs, and every mitzvah it's just a question of doing Ratzon Hashem, but relates to a unique chisaron which is within us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put together all the mitzvahs to be able to enable us to be metakin all of our chesronot and to become close to Him. V'amnam is one, and then we spoke yesterday about the fact that we have ahava and yira in terms of the quality of doing the mitzvahs that changes the mitzvahs, raises the mitzvahs to a different level. V'amnam emtzoi echad nosam lanu hakel yitbarach shemo. That there is one wild card. That there is of all of the mitzvahs, there is one which cuts through everything. It doesn't deal with a particular chisaron. It simply is wings that enable us to fly. Vahu Talmud Torah. That's the concept of Talmud Torah keneged kulam. That Talmud Torah is go directly to go. Talmud Torah connects us directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kuchibrichu v'oraisa chadu. Talmud Torah is Ratzon Hashem. We can link in directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Talmud Torah. That's something which is very, very special. It doesn't deal ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. It doesn't deal with the neirot, with the specific points which we have to work on, but rather it sheds light on everything. It raises us in a total manner. V'hu b'shtei b'chinot. And here, the Ramchal diverges from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Not that Reb Chaim had to deal with Reb Chaim Volozhin because he lived before Reb Chaim Volozhin. But we tend to think of learning Torah from the perspective of Reb Chaim Volozhin in terms of Torah Lishma, learning Torah in order to understand it as best as possible. And then by learning Torah, we're metakin. By learning Torah Lishma, we're metakin olamos. Here, the Ramchal deals with it in his own way. There are two aspects to Talmud Torah. Achas, bebechinat ha-higayon v'halimud, v'hasheni bebechinat ha-haskel. What's going on over here? Every day we say, a pasuk yula ratzon imreifi, v'hegyon libi lefanecha. Our peh is medaber, right? Imreifi. Ma'amarim come from our peh. Our lev expresses itself in higayon. Hegyon libi lefanecha. V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla. We tend to say that a person should learn all day and night. That's correct, certainly. But here we're dealing with an aspect of of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu via the limud, namely that simply reading the text, which is Ritzon Hashem, with the right kavana, that links us with Ritzon Hashem. Hashniya mechanata haskel. Haskel is understanding. Excuse me? Higayon means learning with one's heart. You learn with your head, you learn with your heart. There's a chacham moach, a chacham lev. Right? So the higayon is the chacham lev, is learning with your heart. So ha'achas v'chinat ha'higayon v'halimud v'hashniya b'mchinat ha'haskel. So that which Reb Chaim Volozhin speaks about, learning Torah Lishma, to understand Torah as best as possible, that should be our kavana. That's what he brings over here, hashniya. That's the second aspect of Torah, to try and understand Ratzon Hashem. First isn't to understand it, it's just to link into it by reading it, by saying the words, by saying the psukim, with the kavana that this is Ratzon Hashem, that I say these psukim, that if you want to call it, it's a skula. There's a skula within learning. Ki hine ratzah b'chasto v'chiber lanu chibur devarim kamo shigazra chachmato umisaram lanu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us what we call Torah She Bichsav, the Hainu Kral Sefer Torah, Vacharav Sefer HaNeviim, She Bisgulas. Right, again, the concept of skula, that this is something which is me'aver lasecho. This isn't an inyan of understanding. This is simply that Kadosh Baruch Hu created this means of connecting us to Him by our reading, by his ksavim. They are reading His will with a ratzon of being mitchaber b'skulas adwarim ha'hem yiyeh shemi sheyehegeh b'hem b'kedusha v'tahara. Again, these are terms that Reb Chaim V'loshin doesn't use. You know, Reb Chaim V'loshin speaks about get everything else out of your mind, concentrate on learning. What is amigo? What in other words, what is a melechas machsheves? What is shvisas ken? Just trying to understand as best as possible. Over here, he says, no, yehege behem b'kedusha v'tahara. Put yourself in a framework of linking in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu al hakavana hanachona. And what is the kavana hanachona? Again, this is the Ramchal. Asiyat cheftso yisparach shemo. This is Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem was that Avraham Avinu bring Yitzchak as an Akedah. Ratzon Hashem was that we have a din of shatnes. Ratzon Hashem is that we link into HaKadosh Baruch Hu by learning his Torah. And then Yitatzeim bo, if one learns Torah with that in mind, Yitatzeim bo al yadam ma'ala elyona. Again, this is the most powerful of the means of linking in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This takes one, you know, it's like you know, this breaks through the force of gravity. It just pulls you straight up. Shleimut gadol ad ma'od v'chein. Now he comes into Reb Chaim V'loshin. Mishi yishtaydel b'havanoso, to understand the Torah, ubiyadiyas mashem mosanim perushayim, then yikne kefi yishtadluto shleimus ala shleimus. That's icing on the cake. In other words, that which Reb Chaim V'loshin views as the cake, in other words, according to the Ramchal, that's icing on the cake. The cake is, according to the Ramchal, learning the Kedusha v'tahara with a ratzon, that this is Ratzon Hashem that I learned these words, and therefore I'm going to be have Hegyon Libi. I'm going to learn with them with the desire to link into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on top of that, Yishtadel Behavanosa. Mashenki and according to Chayav Loshin, only the second. The first is a mistake. The first, that's the Hasidim, they go off the path by simply reading Tehillim. No, the Iker is to be Makif Kol HaTorah Kula in terms of Yediyah. Yikne kefi yishtadluso shleimus ala shleimus v'kol shekein im yagia el haskolas yisrael v'rezeim. On this they both agree that one starts off with Torah shebichsav, one moves over to Torah shebaalpeh, and if one can also deal with Torah hasod, then shekol inyan mehem sheyaskil, you could then certainly qualitatively that raises the learning to the ultimate level. Yikvavi yitatzeim b'nishmato. That's a learning that affects the neshama. Madrega min hamadregos hayoser ramos b'malo v'ashlemus habiti. Okay, so we have over here dargos within Talmud Torah. According to Reb Chaim V'loshin, the ikar darga is to understand Torah. And if you can go beyond that also to understand Torah Sasod, wonderful. But the Iker is to understand Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh to the best of our ability. According to the Ramchal, the Iker is the skula of the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah which represents him, and by linking in with the Torah, the Kedusha, the Tahara, with our hearts, and saying the words, that's tremendous. If one can go beyond that and understand, that's Shleimus al HaShleimus. If one can go beyond that to Torah Sasod, that's a Madrega, HaRamos Shema Madregos. B'kol Eila Heinyonim, Lo Dai, Mashekona Adam Ba'atumala Veshleimus, as we pointed out, that there are circles within circles. Not only via Torah Umitzvos does a person raise himself to a darga of being able to link into the Tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Shemitzius HaBriya Kula. The person raises the entire Yikun. He raises all of creation. He raises all of the Olamot, the Olam HaAsiya, the universe as we know it, and all of the upper Olamot via his learning. That it's not just a question over here of maintenance, of keeping the world going, but of being able to bring Gilui Shechina into the Olam of the Olamot via Torah u'mitzvos. Mitzias habriya kula bichlala u'beprata. Right? When you do an individual mitzvah, then you're metakein a prat of the bria. Like when Yaakov Avinu put his head on a stone, that was metakein all of the stones of the world. When you bring a behema as a korban, it's metakein all of that species of behema. V'chulei v'chulei. Bichlala, when you learn Torah, b'kenei kulam, then it's irrelevant what you're learning. You could be learning, in other words, about Timna, Pilei Sheisav. That's enough already to be metakein the Kral Habriya. Mitzius Habriya Kula Bichlal Ufrata Mitaleu Mishtaleim Ubifrata Yedei Torah. Okay, sorry, we didn't finish. I put an ayin hara, sorry. Okay, so Berlin tomorrow. Well, you have 1 minute. What is this? Okay. V'ulam sibas kol matzavei ha'adam. No, no, we'll start with this tomorrow. Oh, we have another page. Okay, I'm sorry. So tomorrow, B'li Neder, we'll continue. I won't even say we'll finish. We'll continue. We'll see if you'd B'li Neder, and then we'll see how we get.